Married at First Sight. Chapter 4199. Elora's bodyguard only called out to her but didn't dare to touch her, so she remained asleep. Tatum gently patted her face and called her again. Within moments, she woke up. As her eyes fluttered open, she found herself staring at Tatum's handsome face. For a brief moment, she felt disoriented. Was she dreaming? Dreaming of Tatum? Did this mean she was attracted to him? Otherwise, why would she dream about him? This was the first time she had ever dreamed about a man. Elora instinctively reached out to touch Tatum's face, but as soon as she lifted her hand, she realized this wasn't a dream. Tatum was real. They were close enough that she could catch the faint scent of his cologne. He had just taken a shower. Elora quietly lowered her hand, hoping he hadn't noticed her earlier movement. The last thing she wanted was for him to misinterpret her intentions. "Miss." Tatum's voice was warm and smooth, making her want to close her eyes and drift back to sleep. She felt at ease with him nearby. Safe. But that was just a fleeting thought. "Tatum, why are you in my car?" she asked, sitting up straight. Tatum stepped out of the car and waited for her to follow. "Your car stopped, but you didn't get out, so I came downstairs to check. You had fallen asleep. Your bodyguard notified the third lady, and she's on her way to help you back inside." Elora brushed off the concern. "I had a social event tonight and drank a little. I got sleepy. Tell 7 not to bother coming out, it's cold. I can make it to my room on my own." Just as she finished speaking, a thick coat was draped over her shoulders. Tatum had taken it off and placed it around her. It was warm. Elora froze for a moment. "You just woke up. You might catch a cold," Tatum said matter-of-factly. He wasn't just good at cooking, he was thoughtful, too. Elora glanced at him, her gaze lingering. Was he afraid she'd return his coat? Instead of refusing, she simply murmured a quiet thank you, pulled the coat snugly around her, and walked toward the main house. Big sister. 7 had arrived. Seeing Elora out of the car with Tatum following close behind, his coat draped over her, 7 immediately recognized it. Tatum had been her sister's private chef for a few months now, and he had plenty of clothes in rotation. Still, something about this moment felt different. If she had left the house just a little later, her sister probably would have called and told her not to come at all. Right now, 7 felt like an unintentional third wheel. "Elora, I was just telling Tatum you didn't need to come," Elora explained, adjusting the coat on her shoulders. "I dozed off in the car. They couldn't wake me up, so they called you." Tatum added, "She's awake now. It's late, third miss. Go back inside and get some rest." 7 smiled knowingly. "All right, I'll leave then. Big sister, you should rest early too. Drinking can make you feel worse later. Ask Tatum to make you some sobering soup." She turned to Tatum. "Take care of my sister. Make sure she gets to her room before you leave." Tatum nodded. "Don't worry, third miss. I'll take good care of her." 7 didn't linger. Elora understood the subtle meaning behind her sister's words but chose to ignore it. Married at First Sight, Chapter 4200. Chapter 4200. Tatum followed Elora into the house. The lights were still on, but the first floor was empty. Everyone had gone to bed. The housekeeper had left the lights on for her, knowing she hadn't returned yet. Inside, the warmth of the house surrounded her. Without hesitation, Elora slipped off Tatum's coat and handed it back to him. He took it, then trailed behind her to the sofa. Once she sat down, he asked gently, "Would you like a bowl of sobering soup?" Elora rubbed her temples. "Yeah, I should. If I don't, I'll have a splitting headache tomorrow." Without another word, Tatum headed to the kitchen. Elora leaned back into the sofa, closing her eyes again. She wasn't sure how much time passed before she heard the sound of his footsteps approaching. Her eyes fluttered open, and she immediately straightened her posture. No matter the time or place, she always maintained her composure. "Miss, the soup is ready," Tatum said, placing the bowl on the coffee table. Elora hummed in acknowledgement. "If you're tired, go get some rest. I'll drink it in a bit. It's fine. I'm not sleepy. I took a nap earlier, so I'm wide awake now." He had no intention of leaving. "I also promised Miss Seven that I'd stay until you were settled." Elora didn't argue. Tatum remained standing. "Tatum, sit down." "You don't have to stand." He complied, settling into a seat nearby. Looking at him, Elora spoke thoughtfully. "Tatum, you're my private chef, not my servant. There's no need to be so formal with me. I respect capable people, and you're one of them. Honestly, I already consider you a friend." Maybe it was the alcohol talking. Or maybe she was finally acknowledging the growing warmth she felt toward him. Tatum responded in his usual gentle tone. "Miss, I appreciate your kindness, but I'm still your chef. I can't take advantage of your trust and become too casual with you." He paused before adding, "I wouldn't call myself capable. I've had advantages that others don't. My success is largely due to my family's support. If I had been born into different circumstances, I might not have achieved the same results. In that sense, I was just lucky to be born into the right family." Elora met his gaze, her expression softening. "Tatum, don't downplay yourself. I see your ability. Even without your family's support, you'd still be successful." After a beat, she added, "You're always so composed and thoughtful. You don't act entitled despite your background, you're approachable. That's something I admire about you." She nearly said she liked him. But at the last second, she held back. It was just the alcohol talking. She didn't want to say something she'd regret in the morning. Married at First Sight, Chapter 4201. Chapter 4201. Tatum looked at Elora, noticing a flicker of emotion in her eyes. There was affection, but it wasn't strong enough yet. Right now, she still admired him more than anything else. This wasn't the right time to reveal the truth. He needed to wait a little longer. "Miss, you are also the most exceptional woman in my eyes, and I admire you even more." Tatum's voice was gentle. "You can be serious and distant at times, but to me, you've always been incredible." Since becoming her private chef, he had experienced her kindness firsthand. And after learning that he was the sixth young master of the York family, her treatment of him didn't change. If anything, she became even more considerate. When she said she already saw him as a friend, he believed her. Because her attitude toward him was exactly that of a friend. But he wanted more than friendship. He wanted to be her husband, the man she would trust and love for a lifetime. And he would return that love with unwavering devotion. Elora smiled. "When I get serious, even my parents keep their distance. Alonzo and Angelo run away like mice escaping a cat. As the eldest daughter, I carry the weight of this family as its president. The pressure is enormous. And on top of that, I'm a woman. I don't have anything against women, but let's be real, society still does. I have to work twice as hard as everyone else. If I'm not strong, firm, and commanding, I won't be able to hold my ground." Tatum nodded. "In my family, my eldest brother carries that burden. He used to be just like you, serious, always wearing a stern expression. Even I, his own brother, would tense up around him, constantly watching my words and actions so I wouldn't make mistakes and get reprimanded. My brothers and I aren't afraid of our grandparents or our parents, but we all feared him. But I know my brother wasn't always that way. The pressure changed him over time. Slowly, he became cold." Elora gave a knowing smile. "Only people who've been through the same thing can truly understand. Is he still that way now?" Tatum hesitated for a moment before answering. In front of the family, he's softened a lot, especially with my sister-in-law. Around her, he's a completely different person. When he got married, I saw a side of him I never imagined possible. He dotes on her, loves her more than himself. She is his entire world. He wasn't exaggerating. Zachary loved Serenity with everything he had more than he loved himself. A man who cherished his wife above all else. Elora sighed with envy. Rosie told me about your brother's love story. She also mentioned that all your married brothers are completely devoted to their wives. Not just them, most of the men in your circle seem to be the same. Guess it's true what they say, birds of a feather flock together. Zachary and his friends were fiercely loyal to their wives, treating them like treasures. And their closest friends were no different, men who truly valued and adored their partners. Tatum smiled. I can't speak for everyone, but in the York family, we've always been like this. It's a tradition, our men are devoted to their wives. As he said this, a warmth flickered in his eyes as he looked at Elora. If he married her, he would dedicate himself to her, love her unconditionally, and cherish her for the rest of his life. She was more than worthy of that kind of love. Elora tilted her head slightly. I remember you mentioning before that you had another reason for coming here to pursue the woman your grandmother chose for you. Who is she? Tatum pulled his gaze away from her, picked up the bowl of sobering soup, and handed it to her without answering. Married at First Sight, Chapter 4202. Chapter 4202. Tatum said, Miss, you should drink it now. If you wait too long, it'll get cold. Elora took the bowl of soup and sipped it gracefully. After finishing half the bowl, she set it down. I'm a little drunk, but not completely. I can still walk on my own, and my mind is clear. I remember everything I did and said. Half a bowl is enough for me. It was late, and she didn't want to drink too much liquid before bed. Tatum, whose daughter is your fiancé? Where is she? If you don't mind, can you tell me? Elora was persistent. She had asked him before, but he never gave her a straight answer. He always brushed it off, saying he wanted to focus on work first and that marriage wasn't urgent. He reminded her that he was still in his 20s, his older brother didn't marry until 30. If he didn't find a wife this year, he could wait a little longer. Elora suddenly felt a pang of jealousy toward his fiancé. She didn't have to do anything, yet she already had him. She wondered what his fiancé had done to win his grandmother's favor, enough for her to personally arrange the match and give him a one-year deadline to win her over. He had already been working as her private chef for 3 months. That meant he had 9 months left to fulfill his grandmother's wishes. A thought flickered in Elora's mind, keeping him as her chef indefinitely. If he was always by her side, cooking for her every day, he wouldn't have time to pursue his fiancé. But just as quickly as the idea came, she dismissed it. She didn't want to be an obstacle in his life. She admired him, maybe even felt something deeper for him. But that was because he was extraordinary, a man unlike anyone she had ever met. Still, she refused to be the other woman. She didn't need to be. If he truly wanted to pursue his fiancé, she wouldn't stand in his way. Unless he made his own choice, if he decided to reject his grandmother's arrangement, abandon the pursuit, and declare that she was the one he loved. Then, she would fight for her happiness. Because if he walked away from his grandmother's plan, he would be single. After all, he hadn't even met his fiancé yet. He hadn't started pursuing her. She might not even know she was supposed to be his future wife. Tatum looked at Elora, and she met his gaze. Their eyes locked, and a quiet intensity filled the space between them. Seeing the determination in her eyes, Tatum spoke gently. Miss, I haven't started pursuing her yet. She doesn't even know she's my intended. It's best to keep it that way for now for the sake of her reputation. A woman's reputation is important. When the time comes, you'll know who she is. My grandmother chose her for me, and with her standards, I have no doubt she made the right choice. Elora pressed, there's no one else here, and I can keep a secret. I won't say a word. Just tell me. I promise I won't let it get out, so it won't affect your fiancé's reputation. Tatum still didn't answer. Instead, he said, I'm sorry, miss. I can't say it right now. The time wasn't right. She had started to feel something for him, but it wasn't deep enough yet. Tatum feared that if he revealed the truth too soon, she would snap out of it, realizing that he had come here for one reason only to pursue his wife. Because from the very beginning, it had always been about her.